السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. So a quick recap of yesterday's discussion. We spoke about the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that after the emergence of the beast, there will be a wind that will emerge from the side of Yemen, and it will lightly affect the believers and take all of their lives, and only unbelievers will be left on earth. And Qiyamah will not take place until there is still someone left on earth to take the name of Allah. And it is only a Muslim who will take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then commenced with a discussion on another major sign of Qiyamah, and that is the setting of the sun or the rising of the sun from the west. And we discuss a verse of the Quran where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes mention or makes an indication towards this. يَوْمَ يَأْتِ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ. That it will be that one sign of Allah that will come, after which your iman will be of no benefit. Meaning then the doors of Tawbah are closed on a general level. On an individual level, it's when the soul reaches your throat. On a general level, after the sun rises from the west, then the doors are closed. Why? Because now you can already see the unseen. After the sun rises from the west, everybody will believe. But then it will be too late to believe. Now there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm going to just take you through it because it gives you the context and the details. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are three things when they appear, no good will it do to a person who believes them if he did not believe before. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted that very ayah. And the three things is the rising of the sun from the west, the Dajjal, and the beast of the earth. Now here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions all three. In other ahadith it is mentioned when the sun rises in the west. And how Ibn Hajar rahimahullah has reconciled between this, because there's also one hadith that says that first the sun will rise from the west, then the Dajjal will come. That's seemingly that's the meaning. Now how do you reconcile? Because the general understanding is it's Imam Mahdi, Dajjal, then Isa al-Islam, then some time, and then much closer to Qiyamah will be the rising of the sun from the west. So Ibn Hajar explains it beautifully. He says, in terms of the situation on earth, when the Dajjal appears, that is when things will start to change now, moving towards Qiyamah. And that phase will culminate with the demise of Isa alayhi salam. And in terms of the heavens, it will be the rising of the sun from the west. Now, some say that immediately before that or immediately after that, on the very same day, the beast will appear. So those two will be very close, but that will be referred to the heavens because that's something out of the ordinary. And Dajjal and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that will be on the earth. That's how they have reconciled. Nonetheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, the hour will not begin until, and then he goes to the point, the sun rises from the place of setting. When it rises and the people see it, they will believe. But at that time, to believe, it is too late. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that when Qiyamah comes, a man will have spread his garment to sell it. You know, people who sell garments, they will be about to cut and there won't be time to cut. Another example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you would have milked your camel and you'll be going with the milk and Qiyamah will come. No time to drink it. The third example, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives in that same hadith that a man will prepare his trow for his animals, but there will be no time to feed them. Or this example, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also gave, that you will raise the morsel of food to your mouth and then Qiyamah will come, gone. Now, we may think, well, Qiyamah is a long way away. Imam Mahdi hasn't come yet. But they say in Arabic, إِذَا مَاتَ الرَّجُلْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. When you die, your Qiyamah has started. Because after you die, all that happens now next is Qiyamah. So how many people don't we hear of? The wife prepared the meal, she's calling him, gone, right? You bought the car, you never got to drive it. You booked the ticket, you never got to take the trip. That's the nature of life. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, do you know how the sun works? So they say, no, Ya Rasulullah, tell us. So he say, when the sun sets, it goes under the arsh of Allah. And then it's given permission the next day to rise from the east. And then it sets again, and it's given permission every day by Allah, it's instructed. The sun doesn't move on its own. It moves on the instruction of Allah. And that day, when the sun will rise from the west, the instruction will be, rise from where you have set. So everything works according to the instruction of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the coming of Dajjal and the rising of the sun from the west, etc., and all those signs. In the end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, and this is an important thing, hasten to do good things before six things happen. Hasten to do good deeds. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, before the sun rises from its place of setting, before the smoke, before the Dajjal, before the beast, or before your own personal affair, meaning your own personal death, or before the general affair, meaning before Qiyamah. One of them is going to catch you. Either your own time is going to come, or otherwise Qiyamah is going to come, and that's everyone's time, or Dajjal is going to come, or the sun is going to rise from the west. One of them is going to catch you. And in our instance, most probably it's going to be your own personal death. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, hasten towards good deeds before that will happen. Now, there's still one more major sign that we need to discuss, and that is a major fire that will emerge before the day of Qiyamah, and we'll take up that discussion tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding.